TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Boop, boop. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. We're out west, BigBear.ai Performance Center, Ashburn, Virginia.
VA.
As the Commanders are getting ready for a Week 15 tilt against the New York Giants.
One, dog.
It's going to be cold up there, and frankly,
it's cold here today.
I thought today was warmer than yesterday. Today didn't seem as bad as the last couple of days.
I don't know, bro. That wind blowing a little bit. It's a little chilly out there.
Yeah, I'll give you live Ashburn weather. Who's ready? I got just above freezing is my guess, like a 34 banger, 34-ish. Something like that. I don't know. It's not loading, so I'll tell you when it loads.
it says 40 degrees, feels like 25.
Okay. Yeah, a little windy.
In Ashburn. So
that tracks.
When it feels 15 degrees lower than what it is, that's a problem.
Well, dude, this is my theory. I think I've told you this story. I had been on the beat probably 3 or 4 years before I ever really had a conversation with Dan Snyder, which is not how normal NFL operations work. Generally, like the beat reporters, the people that are here every day, you get access to ownership like twice a season, whether those are on or off record conversations.
That's normal ownership.
Sure. I'm just saying, like, there's normal ownership, and then there's what was going on here. The first time Dan really talked to me was me and Steinberg, Dan Steinberg, DC Sports Blog, were walking from the annex to the bubble. They were practicing in the bubble. And I have a theory. From my home inside the Beltway, basically at the Maryland-DC line on Mass Avenue, to out here, I think it generally runs like 5-7 degrees cooler out here because you get a little bit of elevation. You know, we're 25 miles west, and you start to get cold. I think there's more wind out here, et cetera. And I was explaining my theory to Steinberg. We didn't realize Dan was behind us. And Dan was listening to our conversation and with some language told us he disagreed. what do you think of my weather theory from D.C.
Well,
to Ashburn?
I wouldn't know, man, because which one is farther south? As you look at it,
I think it's probably even. I think it's elevation and
you can
wind.
Get a little windy out here, but I don't know if the necessary temp is any different.
It always feels colder out here in the winter. Maybe I'm nuts. I don't know.
You telling me today feels better? I mean, warmer than yesterday, and I don't believe that at all.
It felt warmer at home when I took the girls to school this morning and had to do some, like, put my trash cans away than when I got out here and walked from the parking to the...
And the reason I say that, you got to look at that. You went out of your car. You went out your house straight into your car. You're not dealing with that wind. You're walking in an open area with wind blowing. That's all that is.
Landfill, you live out this way. Do you think it's colder out here than it is downtown at the office?
I don't go outside out here. So
that's what I'm saying.
I have no idea.
Like, Landfill, I was about to say the exact same thing. I walk out of my house into my car. When I get to that damn office, I walk I never leave the building.
Right.
So I wouldn't know what it is now.
I drive into a garage. I take the elevator up here, and then I walk back to the garage and go home. I don't ever go outside.
Landy, when's the last time you stepped foot outside of our office building downtown?
Over a year ago when Joe Biden was president, he came to this building, and we had to park in a different place. So that, and then I had to walk like a block. It was a horrible day.
I remember once upon a time, Landfill, you and I went downstairs to Bonchon for a beer. Did you find we're probably talking 6, 7, 8 years ago.
It couldn't have been 6, 7, 8 years ago, though.
Why?
We ain't been there 6, 7, 8 years.
This was when I was going in like once a week to do shows.
Go in once a week to do shows.
Is there a back door that you were able to get to Bonchon without going outside?
I think technically there is, but I don't have access to the employee area.
We got to get you access.
I should have access. Yeah, it's an oversight.
I remember when we went to go get a beer, and it was we had a wacky posse with us, and Landfill, I remember it well. He got a Bud Light or a Miller Light draft. Landy, does that sound right?
Whatever it was,
standard pint cup, you know, like a draft beer cup.
That is correct.
I swear to God, he put it down in 3 sips. Like it was
Landfill and Mitch Tischler.
It was a powerful, but he wasn't like chugging it. It was just like it was a very powerful beer drinking performance. I'm still proud of you for that, Landy.
I'm big into liquids.
Landfill is liquid. Last night there was, you know, for an NFL off day with this Hard Knocks program, it kind of becomes a thing, and I think, you know, I think if you're a Commanders fan, you're kind of locked into this Hard Knocks because the behind-the-scenes access is so cool. And then, unfortunately, so Lauren was up with the girls, and I was kind of just killing time. So at like 8:45, they had the previous week's Hard Knocks on, leading up to the new one at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of watched the end of the previous week. I was like paying bills. Unfortunately, I had a bus lane ticket I had to pay. You know how like it's all kind of wonky. I was like on my computer, but paying attention nonetheless. And watching the end where they have the inside access to that Commanders Broncos game.
Yeah.
Watching that, knowing the scene that's about to unfold in the next episode with the Minnesota game, it really felt bizarre. And then Hard Knocks starts. You and I are locked in on the chat PCC. I'm enjoying that function. I can't do it on game day because there's too much going on. But, like, when there is, like, all right, for the Thursday night thing, we'll do the chat, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So sit down, lock in for Hard Knocks. And, you know, I thought there was a lot of Washington last night compared to the first week. Yeah. I think it helped that the Giants were on a bye. So the Giants basically didn't exist in this week's Hard Knocks. They kind of opened it, and then we're done. Mm-hmm. It was cool to hear the Junkies on there. By far the highlight of the Hard Knocks, I thought, because we have heard about, and I believe, I'm trying to remember, somebody wrote a really good in-depth story. Maybe it was Nikki in The Athletic. I don't know. So whoever wrote that story, I'd love to credit you. If someone knows, maybe in the YouTube chat, let me know. About these really early morning walkthroughs Jaden does with Cliff and the coaching staff. It was very...
They all discuss it.
Right.
Even the coaches have discussed it and Jaden discussed it.
Right. It's not like a secret,
yeah.
But we've never seen it. You know what I mean? Because it's happening at 4:30 in the morning.
Right? Yeah.
So it was very cool to see that on Hard Knocks. Did you notice the the headsets they were wearing?
Yeah.
I'm curious about those, if that's like... Like, is that just like a Beats by Dre headset that they're all on like a shared call? Or is that like some specific equipment for that? I don't know.
I don't have a clue.
It was just kind of – that I really enjoyed. That was like a cool behind-the-scenes look at something. And that's what Hard Knocks does so well. But – and I don't know this, Brian, because Hard Knocks is trying to form – like, they're trying to build a narrative to tell the story week to week.
Totally.
And my thought is, Hard Knocks thought the story this week would be Jaden's return. So there was plenty of that for the Minnesota game. But they clearly also scheduled, I mean, because they had like sit-down one-on-one interviews with Ertz.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing Ertz got hurt in that game, and Jaden, but Jaden's injury is not the story of that game. That he had to come out, and we got to discuss will he, won't he again, and just this year continues to be extremely uneven for Jaden, mm-hmm. whatever. Like that of course, is a story. But the amount of coverage in the Hard Knocks episode on Zach Ertz, and then him talking about, yeah, you know, I'm older now. I don't know how many more years I have. I don't think about that. I just focus week to week on being the best I can be.
Mm-hmm.
And then the focus on the work he puts in. You know what I mean? Like, the weight of seeing all this Ertz content combined with knowing that injury is coming. And then the footage they had of Zach getting hurt. Like, we all saw it in real time. The hit was significant.
Yeah.
And then we all saw Zach need help to the sideline and get carted off. But when you have the mic, when you're able to hear it all and watch it up close like that, gosh, that was a raw emotional scene, man.
Yeah, it was all that. I think the whole thing, Zach had moved up the ranks the week before.
With Shannon Sharp.
That's why I believe that they did. So let's sit down with him. I don't think, you know, they went back and changed up stuff, but I think that they were planning to put a spotlight on him anyway. And just having that, all those things, and then you see what happened. Because he was talking about, you know, I don't know when I'm gonna play, how long I'm going to play this thing, and then bam, it's done. But I think that's the mindset. I mean, that's exactly what football is, though. It can end like that. Bang.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
And that is why when you see people trying to get their money and this, that, and the other, and you hear all the people saying stuff, that's why I have the mindset of a one-finger salute. Look, that is what can happen. And the people that's putting their mind and their bodies into that type of stuff, get what you can while you can. You know, my mindset goes to that type of stuff. Because, you know, we own all types of chats and different things, and you see the comments, and then you see the reality. You know what I'm saying? So whenever a person is in that, out there trying to get it, I'm with you. Go get it as much as you can.
Totally.
Because that, it can, like people, the little saying is, it can all end in a second. And you don't really think that can happen, but that's exactly what can happen.
Yeah, it did. It sure did. Uh-huh. And I don't know. Ertz has been really, really good for this team. I think he's probably a Hall of Famer when you get to the whenever his career's over and he's eligible 5-6 years later, I don't think he's a first ballot guy, but I think he's a Hall of Famer probably. The numbers would suggest he is. I think that was really tough to watch in that episode. I did really like, and it's a coach I've talked about a bunch, and I think if Cliff gets a head coaching job, I think this coach will be gone. Unfortunately for Washington, but I thought you got to see a lot of David Rye last night, who's the Commanders' tight ends coach. Mm-hmm. And clearly there was, like, the angle of Ertz and everything. He's just been an impressive, you know, young coach to me. That kind of stood out to me. It was also, like, seeing the locker room and Dan Quinn seem legit disgusted after that game. And honestly, he had the same vibe.
Hell, he should be.
By the time he came and talked to us. Yeah.
When you look at that game, I mean, I don't think that's odd. Hell, that game was despicable. I mean, anybody involved should be pissed off.
Right.
You know, if you're not pissed off after that game and you're a part of it, then you have an unrealistic mindset.
Agree with that. You know? And I think DQ made that clear. I thought he had a pretty clear, angry tone when he spoke with us. Now, he tries to keep his cool, and he's not going to come in and yell at the media. Like there's, you don't gain anything by doing that unless it's like a performative thing.
I mean, if it's what you feel at a certain time, you let it fly.
Sure.
But if, like, you know the coaches that have come around and try to be that.
Totally.
You know, put on a show. And I think media can see through it just like players see through that BS.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen coaches come in, have never yelled in their lives, and then all of a sudden now they want to try to show up because some people are there. And I'm like, you serious?
Right.
I went to a coach office, and I told him straight up, I said, yo, bro, don't try to become somebody else when you got people around because people see through that BS.
Agreed. Told
him straight up.
Overall,
you can probably imagine who that was.
I would love to know how many times – I don't know how many times they've done this, like the whole division is on Hard Knocks. But
didn't they just do that once so far? Last year,
I think. Did they do it last year?
They did it with the Bills and some other groups.
Maybe the AFC East?
I thought it was that.
I know they did the Dolphins. I guess that was 2 years ago when the Dolphins played the football team – Ron's last year when Tyreek went 3 for 180 and 2 touchdowns. and Van Ginkle had an interception in the line of scrimmage for a pick six. Yeah. Other just little things I noticed in Hard Knocks. Think about this. They got a whole division. They got the NFC East. One of the teams was on a bye, and all three teams lost.
Yeah.
And, like, various degrees of bad losses.
Yep.
Like,
it was.
Like, I can't imagine – HBO or NFL Films, whoever, like, is actually in charge of that, was thrilled with the way that all shook out. But
you know what, though, Jay? I don't think they were upset because, like, the fact that they're telling these stories and things of that nature, like I say, the only reality TV we truly have is sports. Okay? Reality TV is produced. It's not real. It's not, it don't just happen and they show you what they see. Or they tell people, oh, let's do that scene again. Once you do that, that's not reality TV. So sports is the reality of it. It's real. And when the fact that all of them lost, how real is that? You know, you go into a game, you're expecting this, that, and that to happen, and then, boom, everybody lose. And how do you tell a story? You just show what went down.
Right.
You know, and I think that's the thing where, you know, if you really – what Hard Knocks shows is everybody's putting in work. Sometimes you get to that game, and no matter what happens – all the stuff you did just does not happen for you on the field that day.
So Lauren watched about half of it with me, mm-hmm. and then went to bed. And she liked when Devontae Smith was doing Pilates. She does a lot of Pilates. I've always heard you talk about, like, you would go to the Gold's Gym or whatever to do the deadlifts you wanted because you liked their things. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was cool in that moment to see. I don't think people recognize all the effort, even outside of the dedicated practice time, lifting time that these guys are going through.
If players think something works, they're going to try it. You go back into the day, Lynn Swan took ballet.
Right.
Hell, Ray Brown, 6'5", 320, he was taking Pilates.
Was
okay? he? Ray can go a split straight out to the side and split straight forward. You know, and that's the big-ass offensive lineman. So people go through all types of things to get to that point. But you know what? You got to be looking for it. And like, if I were to have a chance to talk to this team right now, I would ask everybody a simple question. Are you doing everything you can to make yourself the best to make this team better? And I would say be truthful to yourself. Look, don't lie. Look, you got to be honest. And I promise you nobody can say yes.
Right.
Because you look at the damn production, you know somebody's slipping somewhere. You know, and I think that's the ultimate thing where you got to do whatever you can to find out how to get to your absolute best. That's dotting I's, crossing T's, lifting stones, figure out whatever the hell it is that's making you lack it. You know, I know guys say they watch film. Are you watching it enough? Are you intently watching you and seeing what you're giving off? We talk so much about watching film on other teams. How many of us are really watching on ourselves to see what damn keys are we giving to the other team? And that coach is going to do that too.
Sure. It was a honestly, that was a pretty rough episode of Hard Knocks between the ass kicking in Minnesota, Ertz getting hurt. It did sure seem in that Jaden was okay. And, you know, perhaps DQ's comments, and we'll see if we actually get to hear from Jaden today. The NFL mandates that a quarterback talks to the media on Wednesdays. Last week, it ended up being Mariota, but it was Mariota down in the locker room rather than a quarterback up at the podium. We'll see if it's Jaden today. We'll see if we get any information on that as the day continues. I did get to spend a little time with Jaden last night. He had a charity event at Union Station. Very cool. I want to talk about that. There's something specifically I want to point out.
I like that
about Jaden giving away the bikes to kids last night. It was very fun. But there's a lot for us to discuss, okay? The Nats continue to have really good luck in the lottery. The Nats just made a big trade. But elsewhere in Major League Baseball, everyone's spending lots of money. You know what the Nats aren't doing?
They have good luck, but they don't have good luck.
Right. When we return, Bobby Blanco, Masson Sports, will join us to talk us through everything going on in Natstown as the Hot Stove League is cranking up in baseball. Neil Greenberg at 11. Dan Duggan covers the Giants for The Athletic. He'll join us at noon. Busy, busy day. B. Mitch and Finley live in Ashburn as the Commanders are getting ready to play the Giants. Nobody go anywhere.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.